happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks whether the U.S. will carry out a strike on Iran. But he says Tehran must agree to drop its nuclear ambitions. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon.
A federal appeals court's given the president the go-ahead to maintain control of the National Guard in L.A. CBS's Jared Hill.
On social media, President Trump called the decision a big win, adding it's bigger than California. Quote, if our cities and our people need protection, we are the ones to give it to them should state and local police be unable.
British lawmakers are debating an assisted suicide bill. CBS's Vicky Barker has details from London.
This family doctor would welcome the chance to help her terminally ill patients die if that's what they want.
We can't promise anyone at the moment that they will have a good death.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Yes.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin. A cut like that could mean closed campuses. That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW System's requested $856 million budget increase. But something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports. Voss said it's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Voss referenced too much political correctness on campus and hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and the most recent hearing was canceled. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Many hearings over the last couple of weeks have been delayed, sometimes pushed back as much as 5 hours. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If the budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as the last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91, to tie up the NBA Finals at 3 games apiece. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton from the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk, and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a 3-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or a storm possible, lows near 70. And then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Quinn Hurley to discuss the Green Bay Tattoo Festival. Chris Ruckdaschel joins me to talk about Muskie Fest in Hayward. And Terry Barr is back from vacation for Bar Band Friday. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hello there. Good morning. It's 8:06. It's Friday. It's June 20th. I'm Pat Kreitlow. I've been awake since 3 a.m. and it shows.
It shows.
Thanks,
More
Parker.
More coffee.
Parker Olson's down in Madison in Studio A2. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here as well. And yeah, it's just one of those, if Dan Schaefer hadn't already made us use the word discombobulated so much,
yeah,
I'd use it here anyway. It's just a discombobulated kind of day. And I don't have any great explanation for it. We just are. So coming up on the program this hour, well, the aforementioned Dr. Lyerly is here. Going to tell us about some of her poor life choices, like biking in thunderstorms yesterday.
It didn't and biking start in 100, out as a thunderstorm.
And biking in 100-degree heat index tomorrow. So we'll question some of her decision-making skills coming up in just a bit. And then Mike Clemens will be along talking about sports, and I'm going to ask him about robot umpires.
Yeah,
because I am after yesterday's Brewers Cubs game, I'm ready to make that switch right now. There's some things you cannot do by robots. OBGYN work comes to mind. They ain't no robot delivering that baby, or forecasting the weather. You can have your European model, you can have your American model, you can have your supermodel, but no, you need a meteorologist to forecast these things. And Brittany Merlot does that for us now, telling us where. Who's getting rain and storms yet before the heat dome really starts to move in?
Yeah, so we've still got a little bit of rain this morning right now towards the Madison area that's moving its way towards Milwaukee. It should just be some light little rain. Moving on out of here really quickly. We'll see more and more sunshine as we go throughout the afternoon, especially down south. I've got a ton of it up here right now up north. And of course, highs today making it nice and comfortable. Upper 70s to mid 80s. It's the perfect day for the first day of summer. Happy summer solstice. It's the longest day of the year with the most sunlight out there, and we don't have any rain moving in again until late tonight. Basically overnight while we're sleeping again, more storms are supposed to fire up in northwest Wisconsin and work their way through the state. Now, they could just fizzle out in the northern half and nothing down south tomorrow. But some of those models are continuing to drag that rain to the southern parts, which would linger until about noon or so tomorrow afternoon. If this does happen, then this may cool our temperatures just a little bit from the 90s, but the 90s are still pushing in regardless. Sunday, Monday, and probably still Saturday, to be honest with you. I think that rain will stay mostly north, and we are looking at high winds possible, 70 to 80 mile per hour in these storms, and also hail risk too. Tiny chance for tornadoes. So heads up. Again, this will be overnight, so not the perfect timing. But afterwards, that heat moves in, it builds, that humidity becomes oppressive. It is going to feel so sticky, like Florida has just parked itself over Wisconsin. And this is dangerous heat, especially because we haven't had this far north yet. And I hope you're hydrated. I hope you're ready for it. Because if you're out there trying to enjoy the first weekend of summer, it could sneak up on you. So please be safe out there. And your pets, too. That pavement, that concrete is scorching as we go through this weekend. They can burn their paws, check on neighbors, all of that.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to take out the pontoon for the first time here this weekend with a couple of the grandkids. And yeah, definitely going to need that, that little canopy that you put up and give yourself some shady spots there. And yes, fluids for everybody, including crazy bike riders like Dr. Lyerly here. How much did you bike yesterday?
30. Just
and
30.
How many are you? Just 30. How much are you planning to bike tomorrow?
As much as I can. I have a promise to myself on the solstice that I spend as much time as I can outside. So as soon as it dries up, because it is raining right now, I'm going directly outside to ride my bike, pull weeds, do whatever I can to enjoy all the sunlight.
Well, good for you.
I like it.
That is a great attitude. All right. Oh. Brittany, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
See ya. All right.
It is our free ticket Friday for Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Fridays during the summertime, we give you a keyword. And unlike the last contest where you've only got like an hour, here you've got the entire show to text in the keyword. And the keyword today for this morning's show is fun, F-U-N. So if you haven't done it yet, you still can get to that Civic Media app and put fun in as you text any one of the stations in the app. On the text line, Tom from Jackson. Brittany, what a great radio voice. Oh, I know. That's why we brought her along.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So again, fun is the keyword for the Brewers. The tickets, by the way, are for next Friday's game against Colorado. Four tickets. It's a statewide contest, so go ahead and try to get yourself entered and try to get yourself some tickets for next Friday's game. Then, when Dr. Lyerly is out riding that bike, at some point she's got a weekend radio show to share with you all as well. So, Dr. Lyerly, what do we have on this weekend show?
We are talking about the policy of Pride. Of course, it's still Pride Month, and there was a wonderful piece of policy that was introduced by Representative Ryan Spouty and Senator Chris Alfheim and others that we are going to dig into with Representative Spouty, as well as candidate for state Senate, Sean Grorich. So it's a really interesting perspective on Pride from a legislative standpoint. Pat, did you know that the LGBTQ caucus in the Wisconsin legislature now has 12 members? They have doubled in size with the last election.
I do know, and it's been very, very refreshing to see, you know, that increased level of diversity, and it enables you to get even more of a spotlight shown in key areas. And so, yeah, I'm very happy to see that many people representing.
And in really exciting news in my region, Northeast Wisconsin, of the 5 members of the legislature that we elected here, 4 of them are part of the community. How crazy is that? Is that what you think of when you think of Northeast Wisconsin?
It is not. And that is only a good indicator of things to come in terms of, you know, better representation for the entire Northeast Wisconsin community. Because sometimes the representation is maybe lacking a bit. Alicia puts up on YouTube, "Oh, the conversation I had," she puts conversation in quotation marks, "the conversation I had with State Representative Ron Tussler yesterday about how useless a tax cut for seniors would be without hospitals." She says, interesting to say the least, because we were talking earlier about that new report from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that says that if the big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill passes by Donald Trump, Wisconsin hospitals will face about $3 billion less in revenue over the course of the next decade and almost $1 billion more in uncompensated care. And, you know, that's going to hurt hospitals. It's going to hurt things like people that want to, you know, go to college. We've talked about UW funding being cut by the Joint Finance Committee. And Alicia says, "Oh, Ron Tussler told me funding the UW system harms the poor." He says this to someone who has been poor for most of her life, Alicia writes. So when I talk about better representation, I'm giving you a couple of great examples right there.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the other part of the other folks who are from Northeast Wisconsin. We've got, you know, we've got the gays, and then we've got those guys. So we've got a lot of work to do. Well, when we were running in the last cycle, we had so many women and members of the community who were running. We actually called ourselves the gals, the gays, and a few good men. And that ended up being just Senator Jamie Wall. So it was a really unique group of people on the Democratic side that were running against this really very insular, extreme group of Republicans on the right side who believe in exactly what Alicia just said. Representative Tussler was saying, we hear that from, I mean, Chase Sartwell, same story. He's the guy who is preventing new moms from getting postpartum Medicaid right now. He's holding that postpartum Medicaid bill in his committee and refusing to let it go because he wants people to pay for insurance that they can't afford when they desperately need insurance so that they can get life-saving health care. It is just, it's a total lack of investment in community, and it's heartbreaking, and it's our obligation to change it, and we're going to.
Yep. Eileen puts up on Facebook, like, the healthcare crisis we already have here in the Chippewa Valley isn't bad enough.
Right.
And again, you know, there's $15 million there that's about to expire. It was put in the last budget 2 years ago. And 10 days from now, if that money is still not released by the Joint Finance Committee, it just goes right back into the general fund. And that's 2 years of the Chippewa Valley not being able to, you know, use funds that were appropriated to it. And what really gets to me is not only the temper tantrum that Republicans are having, that Governor Evers used his line item veto, which is his right as a governor, but they're saying, well, this money was just supposed to go to Eau Claire and Chippewa that lost hospitals. And, you know, they're supposed to help the Chippewa Valley, but it's going to go to all these other counties. Yeah. The Chippewa Valley is more than two counties. It's an entire region that comes to the Chippewa Valley for their health care. If you can help health care in the surrounding counties as well, in their districts, by the way, that's a good thing. I mean, they are just clutching at straws, anything to be an obstruction to Governor Evers.
That's a consistent pattern that we see on that side. We see solutions presented, and immediately we see barriers put up and all of these angles that just don't make sense. And then they double down on the angles. And the last thing they seem to want is to actually help the constituents who elected them into public office, which is why we've got to pay attention. We've got to have these conversations. Most of the people around us are not paying attention. They don't even know who their representatives are. They don't know what's happening. All they know is they're struggling to get by in the world.
Yeah.
So if we have conversations about issues with our neighbors and with our friends, we can get there. But if we don't have these conversations because we're afraid of partisanship, we're afraid of the I'm on this side and you're on that side business, we're not going to be able to move this agenda forward. And frankly, we're going to continue to head down this path that's not working for anybody.
Alicia writes, Shea Sortwell claims Medicaid harms hospitals because of compensation rates. Hey, news alert, Mr. Shortwell, you can raise the rates.
And Wisconsin has the lowest rates for pregnancy reimbursement. Wisconsin has the lowest rates in the nation.
You can do something about that instead of just reaching for excuses. Mm-hmm. Rob writes, thank you, Kristen, for all you do fighting for us, even though you have a busy schedule. She does an excellent job looking out for small rural communities. From Tom and Jackson, I hope Kristen will mention the time she is on the air this weekend. I have enjoyed listening to her. Great advice and more, please.
Thanks. Yeah, we're on at 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and of course, streaming on the Civic Media app. And then the podcast. Go to civicmedia.us. You can find the podcast there or wherever you get your podcasts. And all the previous episodes are there, too. We've got 10 previous episodes.
Look at that. 10 episodes. Look, you're on your way.
We're having so much fun. And they're great conversations. Every time I walk away from a taping, I think to myself, are people really going to enjoy that as much as I enjoyed having that conversation with that person? The last one with Pete Schwabba, Pete's just brilliant. And he's so much fun. And what a history.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have known.
You got to listen to it.
Word for your conversation.
We're going to turn his film that he wrote, directed, produced, and starred in. It's called The Godfather of Green Bay. We're going to turn it into a cult classic this fall at the Tarleton Theater in Green Bay. So when you come for a game, come to the Tarleton and we'll all do the Macarena together.
What?
Yeah, just watch the movie. You'll know.
I guess I'm going to have to. Parker looks so confused right now. But
The Macarena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the movie is not new, but the Macarena is a big part of it. It's just fun. It's an engaging, fun movie that is very Wisconsin, and it just has all of those components to engage people.
Gotcha.
Okay.
A local update is coming up next for some of you. Others, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Lyerly. And when we're all back together after 8:30, we will talk to Mike Clemens and do a little sports heading into the weekend. It's all followed by Matt and Air on Air coming up at 9 o'clock. We're heading to a commercial break, right, Parker? Am I reading the clock right?
Yes, you are, Pat. I was getting worried. It felt like you were wrapping up early. I was worried.
From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on home insurance by checking Allstate first.
Hold it.
Like you know to check the assembly instructions first.
Hold it.
Before building the bookcase.
And done.
Whew. You can let go.
Yeah, checking first is smart.
Ugh.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Potential savings vary. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, brought to you proudly by Crockett Septic for this June 19th, 2025. Have your host James J. Maloff here, and welcoming into the studio our good friend Jillian Alekna from Visit Rome. Our great friends over there, going to find out more about the Rome area. Jillian, how you doing?
Good. Definitely busy, but that's to be expected in Rome in the summertime.
Yeah, especially, we've been doing this for a handful of years now and everything, and each summer it just seems like this segment gets longer and longer.
Yeah.
There's more and more going on. And it kicks off really today going on. You got a great event going on over at Hoozles.
Yeah, this evening they'll have Shandini Dinner Magic at Hoozles at the Lakes running from 6 to 8 p.m. Shandini started out as a street performer or busker and then developed his craft, remarkable skill, and unique style over the years. He now performs across the country on stages both big and small and in restaurants. He's a member of the International Brotherhood of Magicians with over 20 years of experience.
Yeah, he's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, he'll be able to just do these tricks right at your table. So no need to go anywhere to see him. He'll come to you, basically.
He's really good with people, too. And it's a lot of fun. I can encourage you to check that out. It's going to be going again in the summer, later in the summer, too. So you have a couple of opportunities to see that.
The second date is July 17th, and I believe there's an August date, but we will cross that bridge when we come to it.
We'll be definitely hanging out again before that. We also wanted to announce that the Rome Farmers Market is open for the season again. We love our farmers markets, and every one of them is wonderful and unique. The Rome is just as much.
Yeah, so those are every Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through September 26th in our Rome Town Center. And people were asking, yes, we are going to have a market on July 4th. Might be busy, but we're going to be there.
That's cool.
Right on. With talented vendors selling everything from handmade goods to seasonal treats, flowers to fresh produce, you're sure to find something you'll love there.
It's the definition of buying local, supporting local, and really helping out our ag industry, our vendors, and all them with that. But also, it's just such a good time, good atmosphere. You never know who you're going to run into. It's just great to get out of the house sometimes and doing those kind of things in the summer. And the farmer's market is a real free, fun experience as far as just bopping around and everything. One of our local favorite artists is coming back to town, unsurprising, because he performs here from time to time. Really do appreciate him. As his star gets bigger and bigger, he does not forget his roots, and he keeps coming back here. Big shout out to Chris Cruzy.
Yeah.
He's going to be performing at the Band Shell.
Yeah, so that'll be tomorrow night from 5 to 8 p.m. at our Rome Town Center Band Shell. This concert is completely free to attend, and that's also thanks to local Edward Jones financial advisors Tim Myers and Sky Manning. We are celebrating the summer solstice, so enjoy food, drinks available on site by the American Legion starting at 5 p.m. And then Chris will be performing 6 to 8 p.m. Please consider bringing a donation to the Adams County Humane Society, who will also be in attendance.
Yeah. And if you haven't heard Chris before, now is a great opportunity to. It's a great acoustics, great area over there to take in a show. And Chris, even if you have seen him, I mean, he doesn't do repeats. This guy is just a great performer. One of our better artists to be able to check out around here, get some good food and a great atmosphere, and check out Chris Cruzy this Friday, June 20th. Every Saturday, our friends at the Sherman Lot Water Ski Show have their, they're going to be celebrating their 50, is that 50 years?
Yes,
really?
50 years.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it either. Come to the Lake Arrowhead Dam and watch the Sherman Lot Ski Team perform every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area. The shows do start at 6:30 p.m., but do come early for some fun and food before the show. There are a few exceptions to that rule, though, the Saturdays. So, July 5th, the show will be moving to 5:30 p.m. at Lake Sherwood Lodge. And then both July 9th and July 16th, the shows will be on Wednesday back at Lake Arrowhead Beach area, back at that 6:30 time, just a different date.
Yeah. This is we love supporting our local water ski show teams. They do such amazing stuff, entertain us all summer long. Certainly gearing up for the skate water ski show tournament that'll be coming up later in the summer and all that. So this is fun to be able to take that in, along with, again, it just being one of those great shows that you got to see to experience, especially if you haven't taken in a water ski show before, or it's been a while since you have, because man, have they gotten a lot stronger and better at this over the years. The moves into different things that they do. It's a great time. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Saturday, June 28th, our friends over at Hoozles got something fun that they're doing.
Yeah, they have their annual Patio Palooza Craft and Vendor Market running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shop for a good cause on June 28th at the annual Hoozles Patio Palooza. Many of the same vendors you may have seen at the Rome Farmers Market also attend this event, so you can kind of consider it an extended farmers market.
That's
and more opportunities to snag local goodies. If you're not the shopping type, no worries. They will have live music, food, raffle baskets, 50-50 raffles, and a cash bar with the Hoozles famous Bloody Marys for purchase.
Patio Palooza is just great. Shout out to Hoozles. That's good. That gets me every time. All those things are great. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Yeah, and also all proceeds from the event go to the Fighting From Start to Finish Foundation, which benefits locals and their families in their battle with cancer.
Yeah, Hoozles, I appreciate them hosting these kind of things and being such a good center for so many of this event, these kind of events. And I maintain that Central Wisconsin does this better than anybody in the union. A good time with a good cause. You know, nobody does it like we do around here. That's a great opportunity for both. Wow, we're already talking July, 4th of July.
Yeah.
That's crazy too, the 5th annual Lake Camelot Boat Parade. I love this event.
Yeah, that'll be 1 to 4 p.m. on Friday, July 4th. Come celebrate the 4th of July and help us raise some money for the Adams County Humane Society. Decorate your boat in red, white, and blue and join the parade. DJ Angie will be playing all your favorite music, and Camelot on the Lake will have lots of refreshments for everyone.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Beware of getting sick this weekend with the high temperatures arriving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible, and you could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool.
The extreme heat we'll see in Wisconsin over the weekend could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says it's difficult to predict if pavement will buckle. They remind motorists to slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers as they repair damaged pavement. Report any serious pavement issues by calling 911 and check 511wi.gov for travel conditions before you hit the highway. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible, lows near 70. And then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll continue to follow the happenings in the news, and our old friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will be here to discuss NIL. Is it making people soft? Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Oh, have I got some things to say about robot umpires coming up in just a bit here with Mike Clemens. First, a reminder that the free ticket Friday keyword is fun, F-U-N, fun. Parker's just loving the fact that I had to reach way back to find that three-letter word.
It was today. Like your eyes are rolling in the back of your head to like find it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, it's over here. Fun. Text that before the end of the show here, and you will be in the running for four great seats to the Brewers game against Colorado, club-level seats, next Friday. If you are a winner here, you have five chances to win throughout the course of the day, so keep it here on your favorite Civic Media station. The Brewers will be taking down the Twins here tonight. Pre-game starts at 6:35. We're going to get into that, the game against the Cubs, and more with Mike Clemens, who joins us, as he always does on these Friday mornings. But we'll start with the NBA Finals, since we're getting into a Game 7 situation, which, Mike, I know that, you know, even if it's two small market teams, I know the league is like, you know, as long as you give us seven games to squeeze out the revenue, we'll be okay. So, good morning. What can you tell us about Game 6?
Well, the Pacers had their backs to the wall, right? Thunder up 3-2, but they took the series then to Indianapolis, and the Pacers just throttled them. I mean, by the third quarter, they were up by 30 points. Tyrese Halliburton, the kid from Oshkosh North High School, was able to pretty much sit out the fourth quarter. He played 25 minutes, still managed to score 14 points and 5 assists. Some key three-pointers earlier in the game on that strained right calf muscle, which is amazing. He was able to get on the floor last night anyway. So they had forced a Game 7. So Game 7 will be in Oklahoma City on Sunday night, tip off at 7 o'clock, coverage on ABC TV. Now, the Thunder are 18-2 following a loss this season. They beat the Nuggets in Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. It's only the 20th game in seven. Oh, it's only the 20th time there's been a Game 7 in NBA Finals history. Only four times of that did the road team win Game 7. So, you know, the Pacers have got their work cut out for them. The last Game 7 was 9 years ago in 2016 when LeBron and the Cavaliers were down 3-1. They came back to beat Golden State to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So some, you know, interesting facts and numbers heading into Sunday night's game against the Thunder.
That's right. I'd forgotten all about what LeBron did for Cleveland before taking his talents elsewhere to South Beach, right? I remember that very well. All right, let's get into the Brewers, and we'll get to the Twins series in just a sec here. But because it was a day game, and I had the game on, my wife was off work yesterday, so we both kind of paid more attention in the ninth inning. Just because it was the ninth inning, we weren't paying attention because we thought there were going to be all these terrible umpiring calls. But as we're watching pitch after pitch come in from Trevor Megill be called a ball when they were very clearly not. I mean, I was genuinely worried about Pat Murphy's health watching him bark from the dugout. Were you?
Yeah, or if he was going to get ejected. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, it was first to start with Abner Uribe, who came out in the eighth inning. And then there's Trevor Megill, the veteran closer for the Brewers. And, you know, even the TV guys and, you know, these guys that work for the Brewers, both on TV and radio, they're pretty fair guys. But they were when you looked at the replays like you did, like if you saw the TV version of it, that's clearly in the zone. It's clearly in the box. Baseball people call it the squeeze, right? They're putting the squeeze on the closer. Somehow that strike zone gets a little bit smaller. Well, anyway. Megill able to get through it, get his 16th save of the season. when he got Suzuki to hit into a double play, retire the side, end the game. Brewers held on to win 8-7. I got some home runs from Reese Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, and Isaac Collins had his fourth hit home run. And then did you see the story about earlier in the game, Sal Frelick was up to bat, and he swung, and the bat came flying out of his hands and got stuck up in the net, the safety net, behind home plate. It was hanging up there like about 15, 20 feet in the air. And some young, you know, kind of yuppie-looking dude with his polo shirt and pants and Ray-Ban glasses starts climbing the net like Spider-Man to retrieve that bat. So the ushers are gathering around him as he comes down to get the bat, like, oh, okay, way to go. Hand us the bat, please. You know, you're not going to – this isn't going to be bat day. So they took the bat away from him. Lou Ferrelli from Des Plaines, Illinois. And after the game, Sal Frelick came out with a bat that he autographed and said, hey, nice climb.
Nice.
And he gave his bat to this Cubs fan from Des Plaines. So, you know, he was able to have that souvenir. But, you know, that story is going national today because the pictures are so great.
Rightly so. I was mentioning, I think, just last week about, you know, how old I am now. I'm old enough to remember when bat day meant that every kid got a full-size Louisville Slugger. And
we moved all around the country when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I got to see the Cleveland Indians with the Hawk, Ken Harrelson, when he was on that team. And Sam McDowell was a fastball pitcher. Louis Tion and all those guys. And it was, you know, go Indians bat day. And, yeah, you came home with this slugger bat. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it got really loud. I mean, this was at the old Metropolitan Stadium with the metal floors. And everybody's pounding their bat on the metal floor. And it was crazy. But, I mean, that was...
Can you imagine bat day today with these crowds?
No, I definitely cannot. And I do not want to. I feel like I'm very lucky to have lived in a time when I did, when bat day was a safe, positive thing. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Different era here. So the Packers have a new president. His name is Ed Policy, and you got to have a good long chat with the new prez.
Got for Civic Media, we got a 15-minute sit down with Ed Policy and kind of a get to know you. Mm-hmm. And then we hit the roll and record on the recorder and play the interview or record the interview. And so I said, Ed Policy, his dad Carmen Policy was the president of the 49ers for all those years in the 80s and early 90s when they were winning Super Bowls. Right? For the DeBartolo family. And they're from Ohio. They're from Youngstown, Ohio. So they kind of grew up Browns fans. And then later, Carmen, it was sort of like the Bud Selig of Cleveland. When the Browns left and went to Baltimore to become the Ravens, it was Carmen Policy that got some guys together and brought back the Cleveland Browns in the late 90s and early 2000s. So this is what the atmosphere that Ed Policy, your new Packers CEO and president, grew up around. He got a law degree. Then he eventually became the commissioner of the Arena Football League before getting a job with the NFL for a couple of years and then getting hired by the Packers. And I said, so what made you decide to go to Green Bay? And he says, after working in the league for a couple of years, there's about five franchises I was interested in. And this was certainly, near the top of the list. So he gets the job 12 years ago and he becomes quietly, Mark Murphy's right-hand man. And about 5 years ago, someone said to me, Mike, watch Ed Policy. He's the next guy. Oh, really? And then you see that, Mark is the guy with the vision and the spokesperson and hiring, the people in the office and sort of let them do their jobs. The guy with the vision. But Ed Policy is the guy that was writing the contract for all those buildings for Titletown, right?
Yeah.
For the building of the new football operations where they moved the GM, the head coach, all in the same building with the scouts, the assistant coaches and the players. They're renovating the locker room this summer. And then the NFL draft, they pulled that all off. And so this is now is the passing of the baton and Ed takes over. So I say, so what's the next thing? What's the next big thing for you in your first year as the Packers president? He says, win football games, stay in Green Bay, and always strengthen the community.
Wait.
Well, that got out there.
What?
I mean, social media, stay in Green Bay. Well, we're shareholders. We're the owners of the team. And I said to people, if you're the mayor of your town, one of the things you learn is you're not necessarily there to fight crime or help education. It's like keeping the drinking water clean. Yep. You know? And so the bottom line for this guy is I've got to make enough revenue to keep the team in Green Bay. Because I'm in a league where, who knows, there could be the next 35-year-old crazy billionaire that says, why are we still in Green Bay? If we want to, you know, roam the world, maybe we could make them the Germany Packers. The G could stand for Germany. We put them in Berlin or Munich or something.
Yikes. I mean,
there's crazier things can happen. You know, like you'd sell the Lakers for $10 billion.
Oh, yeah.
I think the other underlying thing to this, Pat, is this. Remember that story about 6 months ago that the Packers were kind of going back and forth with the city of Green Bay about the lease?
Yes, that kind of thing. Yeah.
And it got kind of tabled because it's down to like 2030. I think this is Ed Policy, your new president, firing the salvo like, but you know, we need to take care of this lease agreement, people. Hello? Mm-hmm. You know, so that we can assure that the team is going to be here forever in Green Bay. I think that's what he was doing.
I would think so. I think that it's, you know, it's a little rhetorical. It's a little political, you know, negotiating. And obviously, Ed Policy knows a thing or two about negotiating. But even though I think we're all optimists about how this ultimately goes down, I think that we could still go without the heart palpitations that come in
when
people start talking like this, you know?
Well, and I think he also, when he says the first thing is like winning games, it's like, well, if you start really stinking, like the Oakland A's, you know,
yeah.
Or I mean, teams end up getting moved, you know, or the Oakland Raiders. That's, you know, those are the kind of things that you need to think of because the dominoes start to fall. Here's the other thing. What's this guy going to really be like? Let me remind the jury that when Mark Murphy came in, he took over an operation that was run by the wonderful Bob Harlan, where the whole, you know, everybody in the front office was from DePere, Green Bay, you know, the sons and daughters of the folks that ran the paper mills, you know, and he reported to the board of directors. Mark Murphy came in and suddenly those people were being replaced by, you know, some woman who was the marketing director from Coors, from Denver, and instead of DePere. And so he kind of changed the front office gradually that way. So he's bringing in all these ideas from around the country. And so there was a lot of change there. What's Ed Policy going to be like? Well, you know, he was asked, hey, you know, the contracts for Matt LaFleur and your GM, Brian Gutekunst, are they going to get renewed? No, not this year. They both got 2 years left in their deals. We'll revisit this next year. Hmm. So that means 2025 is a prove-it year for Goody and LaFleur, right, with their new boss.
Yes. Boy, this guy's he's taking no prisoners right from the get-go here. It's like, I'm the one in charge now. I got
it's regime change, man. It's regime change.
It really is. I got a little over a minute left, so I want to close where I kind of mentioned at the very start of the segment on robot umpires. And I know they're using these electronic eyes to some degree in minor league baseball. And, you know, again, I've seen enough of Angel Hernandez and others over the years. I'm ready for it tomorrow. Do you hear if it's going well in the minor leagues? Do you think we'll see something like that in the majors someday?
I haven't, because, you know, Murph doesn't want to get much into that. You know,
okay.
You know, I mean, after he settled, a reporter asked Murphy, were those calls at the end of the game kind of erratic? Is erratic? I didn't say that. You said that. He said that, right? I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say that. I mean, that's how great Murphy is.
Because
he said, you know, listen, there's no point of arguing balls and strikes with these guys. They're trying to do their best, and sometimes they get off the road, and we've got to find other ways to win games. But, you know, he said the same thing about fighting. The Cardinals and the Brewers were kind of get into it in their shouting match the other night. He goes, I don't get into that. That's between the players. You know, and then if they want to bean each other, and he said, if it gets out of hand, let the umpires take care of it. So Murphy's been there a long time. He's got this stuff politically figured out. In terms of is it coming to baseball? Well, you know, that's going to be up to the commissioner, and I'm sure he's getting a phone call from the Brewers after yesterday's game.
I wouldn't doubt it. Mike Clemens, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Pat. Thank you, pal.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's pause here. A local update is going to be next for some of you, and it's all followed, of course, by Matt and Air on Air. For the rest of you, we'll have some final notes next here on This Morning, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
To everyone who believes a good meal can always be made even better, come try our new chicken sandwiches at Culver's.
We're talking juicier chicken with crispier breading, and it's all served on a buttery brioche bun and topped with crisp dill pickles, creamy mayo, and fresh lettuce and tomato. You're sure to enjoy your first bite and every bite after that.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
We'll have lots of refreshments for everyone, which if you haven't stopped by there lately, they just did a big remodel. Beautiful.
Oh, I got to check it out. Oh, yeah, I haven't been there since the remodel. Oh.
Yeah, it definitely looks different, but it's not like a complete refresh where you don't recognize it anything. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Good on them. And very cool to hear. Fun event. Great way to celebrate the 4th. That's going on 1 to 4. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And it does look like they have a Facebook page you can look at, too, to find out more.
I would recommend following their Facebook page, Camelot on the Lake. Mm-hmm. And also, while you're on Facebook or online, Lake Sherwood Lodge, Lake Arrowhead, and I would say the Lure or Lake Peatonwell. Also look at those pages.
Yeah.
Because they are going to be releasing more and more Independence Day festivities as we get closer to the date.
It's a good idea. It'll help you keep up on all of that. The very next day, Saturday, July 5th, Lake Sherwood Independence Day Celebration, one of the bigger events in Rome.
Yeah,
the whole Rome area.
Yes. That'll be from noon to about 11 p.m. There's not really a set end time.
Yeah. The definition of ending ?
Yeah. 11, maybe?
Ish.
Join us for the Lake Sherwood Lodge or Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association's annual Independence Day celebration. Food, beer vendors and tents, live music, a Shermalot ski team performance, and fireworks at dusk.
Mm-hmm. great time every year. One of those events, too, where it's such a good time to see people you don't always run into all that often and just have a great time. Tuesday, July 8th through Sunday, July 30th, our 126th annual WTA State Trap Shoot over at the WTA Complex. Every year I get excited talking about this. 126 years, that's amazing. Yeah. Credit to everybody involved.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just wild to even see that number.
Yeah.
Throughout the week or so, you can view singles, double shooting from some of the state's best. Even if you're not shooting, we still encourage you to check out the facility, which is an Olympic-style bunker. And it's one of very few in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but just go and see it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Their location is 1312 Akron Drive in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Yeah, check that out, everybody, and support the good people over there and what they're doing. Tuesday, July 8th, another gather by the Band Shell featuring one of my favorite bands, Duology, is going to be down there to enjoy that great band and Ben and all the good work he does. And this is another fun event with some more good food and other great things.
Yeah, so Visit Rome, we have our own kind of summer concert series. Mm-hmm. This is part of the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's.
Yeah.
Series, but we do support them, so yeah, of course we're going to advertise for them.
And it's wonderful, our community, when we do those things. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So that'll be 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, July 8th. Bring your family for food, entertainment, and family-friendly yard games. And like James mentioned, the entertainment for that night is Duology.
Such a good band. Check that out, everybody. Looking forward to that. Jillian joining us from Visit Rome, and a big shout out to our friends over there. We really appreciate the relationship and working with you guys over the years, Jillian. And you all do such a wonderful job highlighting that area, highlighting all these wonderful businesses around there. But we got something to talk about with you guys this time.
Yeah.
You are doing something, and we don't get to put the spotlight on you over at Visit Rome often enough. This sounds awesome. I have to admit, nothing but pages of great events here.
Yeah.
All of them look interesting and enticing, and I'm in my head making plans to attend all of these.
Mm-hmm.
This one really stood out to me. I could not wait to talk to you about this.
Yeah, so we try and do this every first Friday of the month, but because July, we do have Independence Day on that first Friday, we switched it to the second Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We do a Traversing the Trails fun trail walk. It lasts from about 10 a.m. to, I'm going to say, noon-ish. Sometimes, depending on which one we're on, it'll get done sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
But each month, we try and pick a different trail in Rome to hike, and we invite community members to join us. This month's trail, or I guess July's trail, will be announced via our website, calendar, and Facebook, so stay tuned for that. Just some general helpful hints. Bring water, of course. Wear good hiking boots, shoes, as we'll be going up and down terrain. So probably don't wear your flip-flops.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be walking on broken flip-flops.
Not a great day for heels, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot about heels, but I'm guessing not a good day for
them. Yeah, probably not. And then if you feel like it, you can bring a hiking pole, walking stick if needed. And we have had some furry friends join us as well. So if you have a dog that might enjoy the hike, feel free to bring them along.
Cool. It's, we have such amazing trails around here. And
we do.
We got a lot of local levels, that local residents who have been probably walking these trails for many, many years. Some of them their whole lives. But then there's some that you don't even know about, or maybe some new things that you learn about them. And there is no downside. There is no side effect to getting some Mother Nature in you.
Yeah.
That always is a good thing. So it's a great event, and I really love you guys doing this. It's a really fun event that also really celebrates the area, the land, and everything, which is always great. I think it's one of the most beautiful parts of our state, the Rome area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always nice.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And if you want to go hiking on your own time and you just need a map, we do have some trail maps in our office located at 1146 County Road D, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457.
I want to say it was last month, I think. I was driving through and I saw the building and yeah. stuff. And you got it's getting busier and busier over there.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Going from when I was a kid over there to now, it's so different in, mm-hmm. in all positive ways. This is really good to see, encouraging. Friday, July 11th, you got your family outdoor movie night at the Band Shell.
Yeah, that'll be running from 8:30 p.m. or dusk to about 11-ish. It'll probably be done before then, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
But, okay, we're back with more outdoor movies at the Rome Town Center Bandshell. We did this last year. Mm-hmm. That Friday, July 11th date, we will be watching the movie Mufasa, The Lion King. So it is a newer one.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch it in theaters, this is a good time to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned to the event and or the Visit Adams County and Visit Rome event pages as we get closer to the date.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Iran's foreign minister joining counterparts from the UK, France, and Germany at a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer's in Geneva.
The Europeans have been very anxious to open diplomatic space, and that's what's going to happen today.
President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks on whether the U.S. will strike Iran as the conflict with Israel enters day 8. Federal appeals panel rules President Trump may retain control over California's National Guard.
In this particular circumstance, the Ninth Circuit said that under the statute, a great deal of deference must be given to the president.
Steamy temps blanketing the country from west to east. It hit 117 in Phoenix.
I can't walk the dog. The dog's mad at me because she can't go for anywhere at this point.
Definitely, it can make things a little bit more, like, I guess, depressing. You just want to stay inside all day. You don't really want to do anything because it's so hot outside.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.